number third, you know, my wife is lying down in the bed. She told me, she said, be careful. I said, all right, dear, I will be careful. When I walked out of the door, the kid said, give me a kiss, Dad. And said, Dad, be careful. And about 2 hours later, I was almost laying down.
Rebuked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. It is Sunday, May 15th, and we just heard Brother Will Hairston, Maybe the Last Time. And all of today's songs are actually Gospel 45s that I included on a CD compilation for Tompkins Square called This May Be My Last Time Singing, Raw African American Gospel on 45 RPM, 1957 to 1982, because I really like extremely long subheads for pretty much all my projects. And there were two other on that collection. There's also two other versions of that song, Maybe the Last Time, Maybe My Last Time. And we're now going to hear the Cumberland River Singers with If It Wasn't for the Lord, What Would I Do, a 45 on cable with a K. And today I'm forced to be a little lazier than usual because there was a thunderstorm last night, which my dog needed my attention, so I couldn't do the usual vinyl transfers. And but you know, these songs were all wonderfully mastered by Timothy Stolenwerk after my vinyl transfers, and you know, so naturally I don't need to do anything to tweak the sound this week. It should sound as good as possible. Hope you enjoy, and I'll come in at the end and talk about everything else that we heard as well. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Sometimes when the bishop tells us to do things, we go on and do it, but we grumble about it. But we ought to do things with a willing mind. We ought to do things with a willing spirit. I got to move on. As the disciples went on down to Jerusalem, they went up in the upper room, like the Lord has said. Some of them hadn't got together yet. Some of them mind what he buys. Some of them had their mind back home. Some of them had their mind on their job. But after a while, and by and by, when all of them got on the same accord, when they got with the same mind, my Bible says, suddenly there come a sound from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind, it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. The Spirit of the Lord appeared upon them. They spake with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, sometimes when you get drunk, you act kind of strange. You act kind of funny sometimes. Whenever the Lord come in, you can't walk right. Sometimes you stagger. Sometimes you fall down. Sometimes you holler. Sometimes you run. There was a lot of people around Jerusalem. They couldn't understand what was going on. Somebody said, what's wrong here?
Yes.
Looked like they had too much to drink. Right. Peter looked around and said, no. You misunderstand this thing.
Yes.
You got the wrong interpretation.
Right.
These men are not drunk.
All right.
Like you suppose. Then is only the third hour of the day. But oh, this is This is the same spirit that Joel prophesied about.
Yes.
In the last days, said God, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters.
You don't hear me tonight.
All right. Okay.
Your sons and daughters, they'll prophesy.
Yes.
The young men that dream dreams.
Yes.
I'd rather be in the house than to be around and not know what's going on. As I close the night, brother preacher, would you tell me what if something happens? Well, if you're sick, the Lord can heal you. If you got a bow down here, the Lord can raise it up. If you got trouble in mind tonight, I heard him say I'm a mind regulator. If your heart is still there, I heard him say I'm a heart fixer.
All right.
Come on to me, all of you, and I'll give you
rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Do you know he's all right? He's all right. He's all right tonight.
All right.
He's all right.
Yes.
I wonder, have you tried him?
Yes.
He'll pull your roof over your head.
Yes.
Have you tried him?
Right.
He'll be water and dry place.
Yes.
Have you tried the Lord?
Right.
He'll make your enemy be your footstool.
Yes. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Pray for this side, for the grace. make it happen. Oh, the way we Christians do. I got my hand in the wine and chain. Just keep on trusting in my Jesus name. Tell me where
could I go?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Lord, I need you, Jesus.
Lord, I need you. need you, Jesus.
Oh, I need you, Jesus.
And I need you right now.
Lord, I need you now.
Yeah, then I need you.
I need you every day.
Yes, sir.
Every hour.
Yes, I do it.
Every hour.
I need him.
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 Every day of my life. I can't get along without the Lord, but he's a burden bearer, and that's why I need him, a heavy load sharer, and that's why I need him. But look at your sinner man, you're gonna need the Lord, but in a dying hour, to wipe the dying tears from your eyes, you're gonna need him, you're gonna need him. The doctor's gonna walk away from your bed. You're gonna need him. And the class can't do you no good. You're gonna need him. You're gonna need him. I want to have you try. Tried him. I tried him.
I tried
him. Late one Wednesday evening, the sun was going down. Can't kill Jesus.
But
some call you little the bear.
And
some call you right in the morning
star.
I need you.
I need
to heal my sin-sick soul. And I tried him.
I tried,
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 I tried.
I couldn't change it so we can't raise. trouble in mind, he will. He will. I know he will fix it. Oh, he will. Why don't you try, my God? All right. Here's a verse I like to sing. I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary, wounded, and I was sad. But you know what I did? I found in him a mighty resting place. Oh, he will fix it. He will fix it. All right. Sometime in the midnight hour, he will. He will. I know he will fix it. Oh, oh. He will. He will fix it. All right.
You bet.
Right now, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
just want y'all to bring it down now. You see?
Testify, sir.
The Bible say when you moan, 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 moan. Jesus will.
Jesus will.
My Jesus will.
Oh, yes, he will. Lord, I'm trying sometimes. Can I say this right here, sir? I've tried. Oh, I tried. Wow! I tried him a long time ago.
That's all right. Yeah, yeah.
My soul. My soul is acting in Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
My soul is acting in Jesus right now. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel all right right now, y'all. Jesus. Jesus. You've been so good right now, Lord.
He's a bleeding lamb.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord. He's a bleeding lamb today.
I just want to take a little time out and thank you right now, Lord. Oh, oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We just heard the Skylifters doing You Better Mind, Parts 1 and 2, a 45 on the WAB label. Of course, today we heard all Black Gospel 45s. Going backwards, Sam Williams and the Harris Singers did He Will Fix It, 45 on the Steels and Connie Lewis label. Before that, Reverend R. Henderson, Always a Blast, Stop Living on Me, self-released 45 on the Henderson label. Before that, also self-released, one of two known 45s by Reverend George Oliver, I Got to Move to a Better Home. That was the first of the two 45s on his own Sweet Singing label. Before that, the James Spiritual Singers did I Need You, Jesus, a 45 on the Natural label out of the Detroit area. Before that, on their own Friendly label, the Friendly Five did Where Could I Go? Before that, out of the Louisiana-based Geodol label, Ethel Prophet did I Got to Make It. Before that, the Detroit Silvertones did Down Here Praying, a 45 on Sacred Sounds. Before that, Deacon James Williams did God Is Taking Care of Me, a 45 on the Love label. That was that wonderful track with the drum machine background. And then we started off this set with 45 that you do see around the Detroit area pretty regularly, the Cumberland River Singers, If It Wasn't for the Lord, What Would I Do, 45 on cable. And again, we started off this long set with the Detroit singer brother Will Hairston, Maybe the Last Time on Knowles. Now we're going to end with the Messenger label, Calvin Levy and the Cummins Prison Farm Singers, He Walks With Me. We're going to hear both sides. Tune in next week. Thanks so much for listening.
My God, He walks. Yeah, He walks. And He talks with me.
Yeah, He talks.
I believe that He tells me.
Yeah, He walks.
He tells me that I'm His. To tell you today,
yes,
do you believe?
to tell old Pharaoh down there to let my people go. Something else I would like to tell you this evening, children.
Yes,
we want. I want to tell you about a man named.
Yes, we
want. Father man was the richest man.
Yes,
that ever lived in the land of North. He had everything that is off the top. One day he taken sick,
yes,
that he did. And the man name was Joe.
Yes,
a lot of y'all know it. You've heard about him. Oh, Joe, wife came to
yes,
him one morning.
Yes,
said, Joe, you're sick and you won't get well. Why don't you cut God and die?
Yes,
then Joe. And he said unto his wife, so woman, you talk like a foolish one, oh Lord, and you don't sound nothing like my wife, oh Lord. He said, I'm gonna stay right here until my change comes, and my Bible tells me that Job he stayed right there.
Yes,
when people would come for miles around, yes they would.
Yes,
I don't know why the man don't go cuss God and die.
Yes,
but Job said, I stay here, yes I will, children.
Yes,
I'm gonna stay right here. Because I believe one day there will be a bright star somewhere. My Bible tells me there will be a bright day somewhere. But that's the reason why I'm gonna trust His word. I'm a fall